Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's not confidential. I've got potential.
Rushing, rushing around. They said it was just a good story. One that would soon come to an end. They expected us to be satisfied with how far we've come. We're not satisfied. We've delivered at the most crucial times. Do you think we have their attention now? You think they can hear us? Can they hear us rising and chanting? This started more than 50 years ago. A collective idea, a singular goal. This is about writing a story that will be told for generations to come. And they think we're at the end? Hey, buddy, we're still here.
Good morning and welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show, Game 7, Stanley Cup Final, tonight. TD Garden. Who will be the victor? Will it be the team that nobody thought would be here? The St. Louis Blues or the Jerks? I think you're going to hear a lot of that same kind of thing on sports radio this morning. Breaking it down just like that.
Yep. Yep. I think you're right.
I did read today and it just ruined my morning. And I don't know why I let things get to me, but I do. Just like I don't watch when the Blues lose, I don't watch the, all the after analyzation. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this morning there was an article and it was all the NHL analysts and what their thought was for tonight. Mm-hmm. And it was like one writer after another, after another, after another. It was all writers for, I think, NHL.com. Mm-hmm. One person picked the Blues to win.
Really?
One person. Wow. People that picked the Blues to win before have changed their mind and now pick the Bruins to win.
Really?
Yes.
How many people?
I don't know. Let's say 7.
Any explanation? Do they elaborate why they've changed?
Because the Blues should have closed it out on Game 6 and now the momentum, this whole word momentum. Now the momentum is on the Bruins side. Home ice in front of their fans.
If momentum was to play in this series, though, we would have gotten destroyed games.
You're right.
4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm.
And a real big reason is because of their goaltender.
And he's great. I mean, yeah. I cannot argue with that, especially this last game, man. And somebody did make the point that Binnington, when he's lights out, he's lights out. Mm-hmm. But then there are days that he's not, whereas Tuukka has been consistent the whole time.
I will give you that, but there are times too when I think Rask has looked beatable. I don't think he's looked lights out consistently through this season.
We did not get the good bounces last game, and
no.
You have to get good bounces.
Yep.
You have to
You're
get
right.
those bounces, those lucky bounces. They got them, we didn't.
Yeah.
And that's the way, that's what happens. So I'm very, very sick to my stomach, nervous about tonight.
It is really going to be something.
Well, I should be at peace because of what they've done.
And yeah, what they can do.
But I just want to shut Boston up.
Yeah, you're right.
It felt like it was ours.
We didn't do ourselves any favor with allowing a 5-on-3 power play.
That was the beginning.
That's where it started.
And if you've noticed, the Blues, when you use the word momentum, when they score first, it does something to that team when the Blues score first. Mm-hmm. They play like a different team. Mm-hmm. When they are trailing, they just look more desperate and aren't thinking clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, when they score first, though, they have command.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. And I don't know why we care so much, because really this has been an unbelievable run.
Yeah.
And so many memories have been made with so many people.
You care so much because you want the cup. I mean, yes, we won our first Stanley Cup Championship games this year, but you still want to go further than we have before.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're right here. You can taste it. You can feel it. The city has just been so supportive of this team. This team has been so amazing. You want to close it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking earlier, too, the people have changed their minds about, the Blues should win. Oh, now we're thinking Boston should win because the Blues should have closed it out in Game 6. The Blues should have finished last in the NHL.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't go by that. You know, should have, woulda, coulda, shoulda, only get you so far.
And I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Sue Thomas.
We did not welcome Lance Hildebrand back properly. Welcome back to you, Lance.
Thank you. 1,867 driving miles later, I'm back with you.
Okay, we're going to talk all about that. You brought us a couple little gifts. I see one. We'll discuss that later. We'll talk more about the Blues and some things that happened yesterday. We'll get some players and what they're saying in press conference. We're going to also talk about spiders and mosquitoes.
Oh, boy.
We have Six Flags passes to give away today twice. We'll give you two opportunities during our show to win some Six Flags passes. Supergirl, brand new ride out there. Then we have Things You Didn't Know with Tim Convy and food stuff. So a lot to get to today. If we can do anything for you, you know our text line and our phone line, 531-9898 is the number you call. Let's talk about your weather. All right, so from yesterday to today, rain is in the forecast. Mostly cloudy, cooler today. I mean, it's cooler. High of 73? What is this? But scattered showers and thunderstorms are also in the forecast. Not sure when those are supposed to move in, but those people at Busch Stadium are hoping for no rain, for the big watch party. And then tonight, showers this evening, and then clearing overnight with a low of 53. Man, 53 in June overnight's crazy. Nice. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. Again, the high of only 72, and no rain in the forecast for tomorrow. So that's a good day to go out and enjoy and celebrate a Blues victory. Mm-hmm. Here's Lance Hildebrand.
It's 62 right now.
You don't need to do that if I move on.
Just want people to know. You did it yesterday.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Try to distract myself with anything other than Blues, but I've got to look up Blues stuff too.
I know. It's going to be such a long, long day.
I'm just trying to distract myself. I just saw a headline and it said that there was a killer whale spotted swimming with dolphins. And I said to Kevin, is a killer whale a killer or is that just the name of it?
And I don't really know.
They're deadly.
They are?
They kill stuff.
I remember that.
But I mean, do they kill
people?
Yes.
If you get on the wrong side of them, they do.
You guys remember the movie Orca?
No.
No. See, it came right after Jaws, and it was about a killer whale.
Whales?
What about, I will raise you a free willy then.
Whales seem sweeter. Right?
Yeah. It doesn't mean they're not killing stuff.
Chatham, Massachusetts, by the way, is where it was spotted.
Been there. That was where many years ago on a bike trip of Cape Cod, I nearly ran over Carrie Fisher on my bike.
What?
Yeah, true story.
That's pretty cool. Too bad you didn't.
She was like walking across the street, not really paying attention, and I almost hit her.
All drugged up, no doubt.
And then I was just like, even when you're in your car, it's like, what are you? And look, that's Carrie Fisher.
Was she cool or was she like?
Oh, she was very cool. She didn't really seem to know or care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so this made me laugh and made me think of Tim immediately. So this guy's at his house in Virginia, and he's upstairs. And I think his aunt lives with him and his grandmother, possibly. He's an adult. And he hears somebody, but he was by himself in the house. But he hears somebody in the kitchen. So he just thinks it's either grandma or Aunt Pearl. Mm-hmm. I just made that name up. So he calls down there. Well, nobody answers, but he still hears, stuff going on in the kitchen. So he goes downstairs, and there is a a woman mumbling things to herself, and she had gone into his refrigerator, taken butter out, and put it in the microwave. She was microwaving butter.
Mm.
And you know what the first thing this guy said to her was?
What?
You butter not. It's everywhere in the story.
He really did?
He did.
Well, just to make himself laugh. I mean, he says he said that.
He says it in all the interviews. I read the whole story online.
That's funny.
Butter. Is that really the first thing you're gonna say if there's a stranger in your home?
Good for this guy. So what happened?
Well, so then, you know, he's like, you got to get out of my house. And she sat down on the floor and in a fetal position. She obviously wasn't on just butter. She was on other things.
Well, and was also probably laughing so hard she couldn't think of what to do next. I mean, that's a great line.
The police were called. She was arrested, but man, and maybe he might just be telling the news stations this because it's a funny line.
Right.
Because he thought of it after it happened.
Right.
There's no way he immediately said, you butter not.
Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes if you're like nervous and everything's firing and I don't know, you make an inappropriate joke.
Oh, it's good though. I like that he wasn't scared at all. Like, not no fear for his life. Just like, I've got a good line and I'm using it. Here's Lance. You've missed him. We've missed him. Here he is with another look at your traffic.
Still rolling pretty well. Just
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We've got Kevin the intern, Tim Convey. Lance Hildebrand is back from vacation. Jen will be here in a little while with your first schmig at about 6:37. And if you're waiting for those Six Flags passes, they're coming very, very soon. I would say within the next 15, 20 minutes.
What?
So don't go anywhere. All right, so Lance, Lance brought us in a beverage.
I did. A North Carolina beverage.
Yeah, I've
which
heard
has St. Louis roots.
Yeah, can't you get it different places here?
Yeah, certain places you can find it. But we're talking about Cheerwine, which has been made for 102 years. And it was actually a North Carolina company makes it. It's a black cherry soda.
Oh, black cherry.
Ooh. See, there you go. And it started in 1917 when the guy who ran the company purchased a recipe for a cherry-flavored soda from a St. Louis flavor salesman.
Really? A flavor salesman. So, isn't that what you originally wanted to get into?
Of course.
Yes. Selling flavor.
I wanted to major in that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a North Carolina beverage, but it has a St. Louis connection.
That's interesting. So, have you drank a lot of this since you've been gone?
I had some cheer wine.
Yeah. Did you put it on ice? Or did you chill it?
I just drank it straight out of the bottle. Yeah.
Really? Like warm?
No, I mean, chilled it and then drank it straight out of the bottle.
All right, so where did Lance Hildebrand go on his 1,800-mile road trip?
1,867 miles.
Sorry.
It's fine. Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a wedding?
There was a wedding, yeah. Rented a car, which was an interesting part of the story because we looked at airfare and it was like $800 plus for two round trip. It's like, no, not doing that. So I got this unbelievable rental car deal, full-size car for $90 a week. And it's like, yeah, okay. So then when I go to pick it up, it's a red Dodge Charger where the speedometer goes to 170.
Bam, bam, ba-na-na-na. Right?
Uh-huh. That was an interesting ride.
Lots of criminals in Chargers, yeah. I'm just saying.
Agreed.
And, you know, for somebody who drives a 25-year-old pickup truck, this thing has...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was mind-blown.
Were you worried you were going to get, like, a speeding ticket? Because I bet it's hard not to drive faster than you think.
I got
to
tell you, it's been a long time since I've driven a car like that that's got a lot under the hood. That car, when you're driving in city traffic, like 25, 30 miles an hour, it sounds like it's fighting itself so hard to go slow. I mean, you're not on the brakes. You're just letting it coast, and it just sounds and feels like it's fighting itself.
Was it fun, though?
Oh, it was a lot of
fun. Did you go to roll down the windows and reach for the handle?
No, but this car was tricked out, had a sunroof, and it was nice. It was a very nice car. I kind of dreaded taking it back and dropping it off last night.
Are you going to buy one?
No. But I enjoyed it for a week.
So you have never been to North Carolina?
Nope, never been to North
Carolina. What did you think of North Carolina?
I liked it. I mean, you know, we laid up in Louisville both ways along the trip. So trip started, went to Louisville, then Louisville to Chapel Hill. So actually went to two states I've never been to before, which would be North Carolina and West Virginia. I've never been through West Virginia before. North Carolina is, you know, somebody asked me last night, it's like, is it New Orleans-y? And it's like, I wouldn't say it's like New Orleans. I think it's very much being in the South. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Slower pace.
I love it.
Lovely properties, yes. Rich, green, lush flora and fauna.
I like the Carolina accents, too.
Yeah, yeah, they're very lilty.
Yep.
Oh, I love the low country living.
Yeah, it was nice. We went to this place that had actually the wedding ceremony and reception was held at a place called Farrington Village. And it's a lovely piece of country. And they have on there a farm called the Belted Goat. And it's called the Belted Goat because the goats are all black, except they all have a white belt around the middle section of them.
What?
And the cows do, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like a black cow with a big white stripe around the midsection. Oh. And the goats, too. So it's a wonderful place. I mean, I don't know how many people are on their gardening staff, but, man, the grounds are unbelievable there.
Best food you ate on your trip, on your adventures? You always like to discover little places.
Yeah. There was probably went to brunch at a place called the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill, which, weirdly enough, over the years, I've actually done some commercials for that place. Yeah, it was kind of interesting driving around that part of the world because, like, oh, I've done commercials for that guy and I've done commercials for that car dealership.
Wow. So did you just go in front of him and go, come on in? Like,
it's me. Never before. So that was kind of weird to see that, but probably the Carolina Inn had a wonderful breakfast where I would say just the dessert menu was probably 12 different things on the buffet.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was really good.
I've heard of that. You know where they got a lot of the flavors for the dessert?
Where's that?
St. Louis Flavor Sales.
maybe so. But I don't want to gloss over the fact that the reason for this wedding, this was a friend of my wife. She knows the bride. The bride and groom grew up together, were fourth grade Valentines.
No way.
Hold on, it gets better. Fourth grade Valentines, and after that, they finally got married this weekend after 67 years later.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Aww.
67 years after being a fourth grade Valentines, they married each other.
It takes a while until you know. I've been saying this for a long, long time.
Your mom doesn't want to hear these things from you, Tim.
Also, in fourth grade, isn't everybody your Valentine? You're just handing those things out.
You do, right? But then you know the one.
That's right. You save the special ones.
Mm-hmm. In fourth grade, maybe that's where I've gone wrong. Because in fourth grade, I was like, who's your Valentine? I'm like, how much time do you have?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
Didn't come be play.
But you might have liked somebody more and picked out a special one for them, possibly.
Maybe. But now she's gone. She has seven kids.
You know who you are. Yeah. Look what you missed out on. You hear Ashley Home Store weather. Cloudy, cooler today. We got rain in the forecast for today and...
Lots of Six Flags passes to give away to you guys. We've got two pair. Jill's got a pair. Paul's got a pair. That's going on all this week, and it starts...
Entertainment Schmig. Yes, it is, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents. Stanley Cup Finals.
I know. I'm trying to, like, look up things that are distracting to me.
I know this is like I've become a caricature of myself, but I cried driving into work this morning.
No, you didn't.
I started thinking about it, and I can't handle it, and I don't know if I can see it, and I have tickets to Vampire Weekend that I may go to
I think it's a good idea.
Because I'm sick to my stomach.
I think it's a good idea for you to go to that concert.
Yeah.
I told Ryan I'm going by myself. Don't worry about me. Chicano Batman is opening, so unfortunately I'm going to miss them because they go on at 7:30.
I've wanted to see them for quite a while.
Right?
Now.
Yep.
But I am so anxious. I might just have to go to a concert to relieve everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Card Sharks also on ABC tonight. Joel McHale reviving the classic game show. Now let's talk about something amazing. I don't know if you saw Jon Stewart in front of a congressional committee yesterday, but even before he left The Daily Show as the host, he was an advocate for 9/11 first responders, many of them who developed cancers and other illnesses after going to rescue people at the World Trade Center. And he was in the room yesterday with a bunch of 9/11 first responders. And it was hard not to get emotional watching him speak.
Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
He also talked about how Congress, the money that they set aside for these 9/11 first responders and their health issues, is running out. And he said, you are taking away the one thing that these people don't have, and it is time. Because they keep delaying the funding for the first responders. There was a man there who is on his like 58th chemo treatment and went down there to speak.
And they're like, you know, the thing is he was saying was they were there in seconds.
In seconds.
There was not even a thought given to any of these first responders, and you are sitting on things.
And he said, we all sat here on 9/11 and said, never forget. And that's exactly what people have done. It's disgusting. So, God bless Jon Stewart for making this his cause that he has championed. Now on to ridiculous news. You know, Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight, and it started a trend.
I'm the only guy on Team Bieber, by the way. My dad and I got into it.
He was
totally Team Cruise.
Are you going to fight your dad now?
Yeah. Thinking about it.
We told you, they polled Americans, and 50% said Tom Cruise all the way. 15% said Justin Bieber, and then 35% said, I don't know.
Lance, who do you like there?
I would, first blush, I would say, I don't care, but I'm going to go on the Bieber side.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. See, Sue Thomas, who is filling in for you, said, always go with crazy. Tom Cruise all the way.
Yeah. Well, that's why she's not here today.
Underestimate Bieber's crazy.
Crazy.
Exactly right.
I did the research for this new trend that's coming up on fighting somebody who's 31 years older than you.
Yes.
All right. So my celebrities are Patrick Stewart, who I think I could take, Martin Sheen, a little tougher, but then the guy I don't even want to mess with, Nick Nolte.
Oh, yeah. Like we said, always go with crazy. All right. So, yeah, some woman. So everyone's challenging celebrities who are 31 years older than they are. Someone's excited she has the chance to kick Sally Field's butt. She's 72. Someone else dared Jeff Goldblum to, quote, come catch these hands. And then some guy, Blaine Capshaw, told Sophia Loren, to, quote, cash me outside.
Maybe that's not what he was asking.
One of my people is Bill Cosby.
Oh, really?
I could take
you. Yeah.
Could sweep that leg. He wouldn't know what was coming.
Unless he offered you a drink before the fight.
Okay, pick from these for me. Mick Jagger, Robert De Niro, Diana Ross. That would be amazing. George Lucas, or the one I think I could really take, Joni Mitchell.
The only one I see you taking.
Exactly.
Go for it.
All right. Another revival, and get excited, growing pains might be revived. Jeremy Miller's on board because Jeremy Miller. But Kirk Cameron and Tracy Gold are also on board.
Really?
But here's the thing. Alan Thicke.
What about Boner?
Oh, Vincent the Bone.
Yeah.
I think, didn't he pass away?
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Did he?
He was missing for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it ended well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Alan Thicke, of course, Dr. Yes. Seaver, not with us. So they'd have to figure out a way to pay tribute to him. And it's not by casting his son, Robin Thicke, I'll tell you that. We don't need any of that. But that's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840, more online at Y98.com. Look up your celebrities who are 31 years older than you and text us with the best one that you could challenge in a fight. 314-531-9898.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The whole gang's here. We're all nervous, trying to distract ourselves by different things. And we'll talk a lot about the Blues. There's a lot to get to about them with Layla, with the Zamboni.
Mm-hmm.
We've got press conference audio from some of the players, how they're feeling. Ryan O'Reilly buying some Boston guy a guitar yesterday at the Guitar Center.
Ryan O'Reilly, what's not to love?
There's not much. He's pretty great. So we've got, and we have a story about Jen's mom in Blues hockey. I don't know what that entails.
Just wait.
Earlier we were talking about this woman, stuff that's online at Y98.com. There's a woman that thought she was going to get into a Little Tykes vehicle, and she got stuck and had to get cut out of it by emergency crews. So we talked about different things that we had to be rescued from. Jen, I think probably the most tragic. I'm surprised you've bowled again. Got her hand stuck in the bowling return thing. I got my thumb stuck in a bowling ball. You know, I've told you that story.
Yes, your big thumb.
My big fat thumb. And because the big fat thumb doesn't fit in any bowling balls unless they weigh a ton.
I know, but then all the other finger holes are too
giant.
Big. And so your fingers are slipping out of it. It's really, you should be commended for every pin you knock down.
I know. I mean, it was a, you know. It was a hard sport for me to be involved with as a child. So we asked you to text us about stuff that you had to be rescued from at 531-9898. Kevin, hit us with some.
Hey, Jen, don't feel alone. My brother did the same thing when he was in the fifth grade. It was his whole hand.
Is that the grade you were in?
I was in third grade.
They had to disassemble the whole ball return.
Yeah, but you were the size of a fifth grader.
I was. In third grade, I was, this is no lie, in third grade, I was taller than my third grade teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle was real.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Now, speaking of third grade, challenge was to suck on a fudgesicle, then, when your mouth was extremely cold, lick the flagpole.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Christmas story all over again, but no fire trucks needed. My sister had to get a glass of water and pour it over my tongue.
Ew.
Yeah, I remember doing a similar thing with the swing set we had outside. And my mom coming out with a thing of hot water.
Except it was boiling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have time to go through this twice.
Didn't you say your brother, like, sucked on a cup for, like, got a cup stuck?
When my brother was in grade school, he sucked on, like, a ceramic cup. And it swelled his lips up so big.
It's like that Kylie Jenner challenge.
Yeah, the lip challenge where people were getting
injured. He didn't want to go to school, so we waited like 30 minutes.
For the swelling to go down?
And it never went down. So then we had to wait another 30
minutes. Are there any photos of him?
No.
Oh, man.
This was, you know, before you were mean to your family.
Yeah, it's before you shamed people with like a picture. You just took a picture and what? Like, put it in a frame in your house. You couldn't make it go viral. But guess what? Barb Berghoff would have made it go viral.
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. She would.
And then finally, this person's maxi skirt got stuck in an escalator at a conference with 13,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, in a split second, they decided that they would rather lose the entire skirt.
What?
I would rather lose my entire skirt that I held onto my waist for dear life and ripped the whole thing off.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I was wearing good underwear.
Oh, no.
13,000 people at this conference.
That is the worst thing ever. Because what if you were wearing your grandma underwear?
Mm-hmm.
or
yeah,
none.
Yeah, you do have to stick. You have to pause. Oh, gosh.
You can text us your...
Foodstuffs with me, Tim McConvey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke because it is delicious. We're also
Father's Day.
Good call, Jen. Father's Day.
Go to Salt and Smoke.
Go to Salt and Smoke for Father's Day. Fathers love Salt and Smoke.
That's a present right there.
Yeah.
Ryan a couple years ago said, all I want to do is go to Salt and Smoke and do something fun with the family. That's what we did. We went to Salt and Smoke in the Loop, and then we just like hung out in Forest Park for the day.
Nice. They can cater a big hang. They can deliver whatever you want. Check out Salt and Smoke, saltandsmokestl.com. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. The picture of us, it basically looks like the cover of a Courtney & Company hip-hop album. It's us in front of the Enterprise Center talking about the cup, and that has become our most liked photo on Instagram.
I know. Lance, does that hurt you?
No, his wasn't the most liked.
I know, but he might not know about that.
No, I did. I did hear about that. Okay. I'm okay with it.
All right.
I
heard about it.
Because that's a spectacular photo as well.
Yeah, right.
It is. As we get more followers, those are more likely to get more popular.
You're going to see some pictures, people.
Yeah.
I know.
We could relaunch Lance's.
Foodstuffs.
Get on there and follow us. Thanks for the reminder, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is pretty funny. KFC has teamed up with Mountain Dew. There's a new Mountain Dew flavor. Only available at KFC. Do you want to know what it's called?
No.
Sweet Lightning.
Sweet Lightning.
It's called Sweet Lightning.
I like the name.
They say it offers a punch of peach and a touch of honey flavors.
Huh.
And here's the deal. It was developed in a partnership with the food and beverage innovation experts at KFC and Mountain Dew. They teamed up to come up with, quote, the perfect pairing for KFC's original recipe fried chicken. It turns out it was Sweet Lightning Mountain Dew. Who knew?
You know, I can only imagine what meetings like that consist of.
Oh, yeah.
How many things had to be shot down in that meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Is so-and-so come to this meeting again?
Yeah. Sounds like none of them were. It sounds like they all sat down and somebody's like, Sweet Lightning? And they're like, yeah. Peach and honey? Yeah. Okay, let's go.
We're on board.
Exactly. We get it, Steve. You want to name everything Honey Badger, but we're not going to do that.
Other weird flavors. An ice cream shop came out with buffalo wing flavored ice cream. How does that sound?
Hot sauce ice cream. Terrible. You know someone's going to do it just because they're a big hot sauce fan.
It's made with Frank's Red Hot Sauce, and apparently you can really taste it. It exists in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, what ice cream place?
Lake Effect.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Will you try the hot sauce ice cream?
Absolutely not.
Food. Send Peggy over there to try some. Yeah. And we'll get her review of it.
I would love that.
Peggy's got a great Buffalo accent, too.
She does. Peggy has her own deep fryer. She makes her own chicken wings. And her own hot sauce.
All it is
Frank's Red Hot and butter. It's so good.
You butter not. Pineapple on pizza, something people debate quite often. But now, how about this? Pineapple in a burrito.
Maybe.
I would try it.
I'd give it a whirl.
I'm not afraid of it.
Depends what's all in there, but I don't think that sounds awful.
With some black beans and some rice. Sounds delish.
Speaking of trying to, I meant to pour some of this cheer wine for Foodstuffs, the beverage that Lance brought us from North Carolina, but maybe I'll do it in the next segment. So that'll be coming up soon. Also, man, I just came across this morning on CNN. Listen to this. Globally, the average person in 1 week ingests 5 grams of plastic.
How?
In a week.
Where?
All kinds of different things. Microplastics. They make their way into our food, drinking water, and even in the air. And some of it's even fibers off of your clothes. Because, you know, there's stuff in the water, and the fish consume that, and it just becomes a part of the food chain. Let me put that into perspective. 5 grams of plastic, every one of us is ingesting. That's a credit card.
A credit card? What did you say, a week or a month?
A week!
Whoa.
We're consuming a credit card every week.
Did you see that Canada's trying to get rid of plastics by the year 2021?
I know.
It's ambitious.
All of them?
I mean,
I don't know. I just saw the headline. You know, I'm a headline gal.
Yeah.
I don't read too much into anything. Yeah.
That's 18 headline. Months, though. I mean,
I know.
You got to hurry up, Trudeau. I'm sure he's not in charge of it.
Isn't that crazy?
Was that a little preview of things you didn't know?
Yeah, that would have been a good thing you didn't know, but I thought it would be worth discussion, but you guys have nothing to say about it.
What am I going to say? Man, that sucks.
a credit card a week. I've got some friends that go through a credit card a week, but not like that. This has been Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram at CourtneyCo198.
Food Stuffs!
Your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Today, a chance for...
Let's go Blues. Game 7 tonight against the Bruins. How many times has it happened? I read 16 times.
I think that's right.
16 or 18 in the 80 years that the Stanley Cup Finals have been going on.
I didn't realize how rare they actually are.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is what everybody in sport, well, when you're a broadcaster, when you're NBC, this is what you want.
Oh, yeah.
You want a Game 7. And we're all a little sick. We're all a little nervous. We were hoping to get it done on Sunday here in front of the home crowd. And I don't know how I feel. I don't feel good and I don't feel bad. I just feel just very nervous.
And let's think about it. It's none of this has gone according to plan.
Right.
None of it. From January 1st to now. And the first Stanley Cup Final home game here in St. Louis, a Saturday night. People going with their parents. They've watched Blues games together the whole time. Like, that would have been perfect. The perfect moment for a win. We didn't get it. We got it on Monday. We didn't get the Sunday night one. We're going to get it tonight.
Well, last night I had it on Watch What Happens Live because that's what I watch at 10 p.m. And the Stanley Cup was in the clubhouse with Andy Cohen. Oh, yeah.
Back again?
Wow. Back again.
Man, he's had it more than anybody.
He's really had it a lot. Wow. I don't know who he knows. But he knows, well, he's NBC. I think Bravo's part of NBC.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in New York and it's going to Boston today because that'll be in the house at TD Garden tonight.
Yeah.
And I saw a very funny meme today. I've seen a lot of memes. Some bug me, some don't. This one made me laugh. It's just a guy sitting there with a face and it says, can't get suspended when there's no game 8.
Yeah.
I thought that was very funny, but one of the best moments that I've seen thus far was Layla, who has been the Blues rally girl from the very beginning, and her being surprised by her mom.
If you could watch the game anywhere in the world tomorrow, anywhere in the world, where would you watch your boys play Game 7?
Boston.
What if I told you the Blues called and they want you at the game?
What? How?
Doctor said it's okay.
No, he didn't. Mommy, no, he didn't. Oh, my God. I'm going to Boston. Oh, my God. I love you
too.
Oh, a touching moment. But her mom has got to stop playing these tricks on her. It's not cool to say that.
I know she's still a non-believer. Just her mom saying.
The doctor said
it's okay. And that's the crazy thing. Like, doctors. Oh God, this is just a bad day. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna cry all day. The doctor saying that they realize how this is actually a
best
good
medicine.
Thing.
This is the best medicine.
I mean, something like this can help someone so much. And just boosting their spirits and having something to feel positive about when you're going through treatments and you're sick and you're recovering from treatments and your immune system is shot. I mean, that's everything. God bless Layla. I'm so glad she's going to be there.
And then we have some audio from some of the players talking about, you know, the Game 7 and how they feel. First up is Steen, right, Kevin?
That's correct.
Yeah, obviously very excited. It's a unbelievable opportunity, and absolutely, as a kid, you know, that's what the number one dream you have is Game 7, and like I said, to have the opportunity to play in one is exciting, and you know, the whole group's looking forward to it.
He sounds excited. That's why they're hockey players.
Exactly. I know.
They are, you know, it's not just being on the ice and practicing and lifting weights. It's they are coached to, like, handle all of this pressure.
I think they're also just sick of answering some of the same questions. Or, like, they want to win. They want to play hockey. Exactly. And it's like, hey, is this exciting for you? What does it mean to you to be, you know, like,
oh my gosh.
Just like, let me get out there and play.
I didn't realize I was excited until you told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And of course, Petrangelo also talking about Game 7.
Yeah, it's a game day. We've treated every game day the same way. So, went about our business today the same way, prepared the same way, and it's the way you got to treat it. I don't expect any different from anybody tomorrow. We obviously know what's at stake, but prepare the same way you've prepared all year.
Well, you would have prepared the same way if the Zamboni had cleared the ice like they were supposed to. Did you see that?
Uh-huh. That's ridiculous.
Hey, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that big of a deal or not.
Right.
But
it's crummy.
We like a story.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is. It's like, it's those little things.
Mm-hmm.
I did read something about Bill Belichick was in some paintball tournament yesterday and he shot somebody in the face.
What?
That has nothing to do with anything, but I did read that this
morning. I assume he only does face shots when he plays. It just seems like Belichick's thing. Channel 4 was doing a thing this morning about how long this postseason had been and saying, remember, these are the things that have happened.
The dates?
Just these are like the news stories and things that have happened just since the regular season ended. And you're like, oh my God. So like the Steve Stanger thing was up there. They were like, yep, that happened.
Yeah. Other things in the news.
Postseason.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, just a timeline. But, like, the Stenger thing was just in this postseason. Donald Trump got elected. Remarkable how long the postseason.
Well, we're hoping for 24 hours of Gloria tomorrow morning.
Hey, buddy. We're singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show at 7:40. Six Flags tickets to give away all this week. We're giving away two pair a day on the morning show. Jill Devine's giving them away between 10 and 2 and between 2 and 7. Paul Cook will give away a pair each day. Your next chance to win those Six Flags tickets in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay, so St. Clair County Health Department has identified a positive mosquito sample for West Nile virus.
West Nile fever.
No, that's not.
In Missouri, West Nile and Illinois. Mosquitoes.
I don't know if we should be singing about it.
Yeah, right.
You They're know, scary. I'm now at the age, Kevin, where it's a health risk for me. It's people,
isn't it always a health risk?
No, but people older than 50.
And younger than.
And immune compromised individuals are at higher risk for severe illness from it.
Oh, immune Ooh. Compromised. That's me.
Uh-huh.
You and I.
Uh-huh.
And what is
and
it?
And Lance. Don't forget about Lance. Lance just had a birthday.
That's right.
He's way over 50 now.
Is it me or have the mosquitoes been way worse this spring and summer because of all the rain?
I have not noticed mosquitoes.
Gnats.
I'll tell you, gnats have been out of control.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. They've been crazy. They've been so bad, they turned off my mic.
No, because I play golf, and last night, none. But I have swallowed more gnats playing golf.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking.
A credit card's worth?
Easily.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably more, Tim.
No way. Yeah, Sarah found this roll-on. It's like, I'm trying to think of what it is. It's like, I don't think it's Burt's.
Nat Be Gone?
Yeah, but it's something like that. It's actually like a roll-on. You put it on. It smells very medicine-y, but it keeps the gnats away.
So the gnats are what are driving you crazy right now.
No, oh, it's gross.
And you would think after that winter we had, it's like...
No, it's all the rain.
I know. And they say that make sure you just don't have standing water, look at your bird baths, that kind of thing. Any standing water with flower pots, all that, that's going to obviously attract them.
And I got to check my bird baths.
Okay. Then last night, and I have no more information on this, I just did a screenshot of it because it freaked me out. Somebody sent a message to Channel 4 that said, and I must be friends with this person, but I don't even have their name on my screenshot. There is a spider epidemic in Belleville, Illinois at Walmart. The parking lot and cars are covered in spiders.
What?
Whoa. Really?
I have no more information on this. I don't know the person's name. Then there were like 200 comments on it saying they're everywhere outside right now. And then somebody else wrote, they sure are. I woke up to this morning and it's an enormous spider hanging from like their pergola outside.
OMG.
I tried to look it up. I couldn't find any information.
Belleville News Democrat from 2 days ago. No, it was last year. Never mind. I saw the 10th and got nervous. But last year they said, see a brown recluse spider? Southern Illinois heat may be driving them out of hiding.
Well, something's going on. What happened at Walmart yesterday is what I want to know. Is this true?
God. And what happened in Southern Illinois 2 years ago?
Well, it's fast. Who cares? The Blues were still playing hockey.
All right.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. We're looking forward to Game 7 tonight. Yesterday, of course, Busch Stadium started selling tickets for a watch party there, 2 o'clock. Do we have any update on how many tickets were sold for the watch party? There's still tickets available, right?
There are still tickets available. I heard, and I don't know if this is how many were sold or how many they had released, but 25,000 was the number I heard. It goes from the third baseline behind home plate, and then I think along the first baseline, too, so everyone can watch the Jumbotron.
Sure. You don't want them. It has to be a good view.
Yeah.
Not just in the stadium.
Bleacher seats are not ideal for that.
No.
Yeah.
Gotta really crane your neck for those.
Yeah, right. They're going to do discounted concessions as well.
Yeah. You just have to think about staffing, too. It's like...
This is a day they weren't staffed.
Yeah. I know.
That's a lot of stuff.
The story I heard was 25,000 available, like Jen said, and 20,000 sold as of last night. I don't know if that's... I don't know if there's an update on that or not.
Yeah. I heard this morning, Camel X, our sister station... they were out there outside of Busch Stadium and they said tickets are still available. But I was talking to my mom who lives out of town. I was talking to her yesterday. She asked how I was doing and I was like, oh, this hockey. I can't even stand it. I don't know if I can watch Game 7. I'm sick to my stomach. I just have all of this nervous energy and it's maybe best for me not to watch. And my mother, Peggy Belliotti, does this every once in a while. And has done it in the past. She said, you know, both teams have worked so hard this season. Why does there have to be a winner? And I said, you're right, Mom. And then just changed the subject. But can you imagine that tonight? Okay, you're at Scott Trade Center or Busch Stadium for the watch party. And it comes over the intercom. It's like, pardon the interruption, but. It was just brought to our attention that Peggy Belliotti released the following statement. Both teams have worked so hard this season. Why does there have to be a winner? There is a lot of truth to that, and so with that, the NHL has decided to cancel Game 7 and congratulate both teams on a hard-fought season.
I feel the same as Peggy.
Good morning, folks. She's sweet, but a psycho.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. I'm going to share some facts. You guys can react accordingly. Kevin will play some sound effects. Here we go. Here's something you didn't know. Cans of Diet Coke float in water, but cans of regular Coke sink.
What?
Isn't that crazy? It's because the sugar in Coke weighs 39 grams and the sweetener in Diet Coke is 125 milligrams. That makes Coke denser, so it sinks. I think we got to try it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We just talked about lemons and limes.
We did.
Here's something new.
It is bizarre, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if lemon Coke and lime Coke go one way or the other.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Cindy.
Here's something to know. The U.S. has more millionaires than Sweden has people.
What the hell?
There are more than 10.2 million American households that now have a net worth of over $1 million versus just under 10 million people in Sweden.
Wow.
Here's something you didn't know. The polo shirt was designed so that the collar could be turned up to protect your neck from the sun when you were playing tennis. So frat boys who pop their collar actually get it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are just...
Dagnabbit!
Leave me alone. I sit up against the window and I don't want my neck to get spun.
I never pop my collar, I don't believe.
I'm sure you did.
I don't remember doing it, though.
In the 80s?
I wore shoulder pads, yes, but the collar, I don't think I did.
Really?
Pinch rolled my jeans. I did all that.
I think you'd look good with a pop collar.
It was more of a guy thing, I think.
No, we did it too.
Yeah, I don't recall. I bet you did. Here's something you didn't know. Tupac Shakur only had two albums hit number one, one while he was in jail and another after he died.
Wow.
Also,
you gotta be beeping kidding me.
When Tupac was a kid, he studied ballet and even played the role of the Mouse King in The Nutcracker.
What?
I know.
Crazy.
Courtney shared this one yesterday, but I think it's worth revisiting. Here's something you know. Lincoln Logs were invented by John Lloyd Wright, the son of famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
So interesting.
Yes.
Which, to me, it's kind of the equivalent of Jacob Dylan starting the Wallflowers.
Not really.
Yes, it is! His dad's Bob Dylan, and this is the best he could do. It's just like, I made Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs are...
I know, but he's like, I make houses too, but they're tiny houses, tiny playhouses.
Yeah, your dad's Frank Lloyd Wright.
I'm with Tim Convey on this one.
All right, I'm
not. Thank you, Jen. Here's something you know. Robin Williams wanted to play the role of Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies, but the producers had a rule that they'd only cast British actors, so they told him no.
Yeah. Hello!
Really?
Yeah, we need to have a policy over here about that. Any Brit can play an American.
All day long.
You know, they're way more judgy about it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You're a wizard, Harry.
It's still real to me, damn it!
I know, I think that superheroes, like, no Brits. Sorry. Superheroes was an American invention, and back off.
Well, I mean, look how mad they got about Renee Zellweger for
Bridget Jones. Died. Yep.
They were mad. Then they said she did a good job.
And then one of my favorite lines of all time, they were asking Hugh Grant, who's in the movie, about it, and he's like, I find her rather unconvincing as an American, to be honest with you.
Nobody knows what that said, but it's good.
Here's something to know. Baked beans are stewed, not baked.
Huh?
That's crazy.
That's it? Well, you gotta play the farts right. On the beans.
I got a bunch of good ones.
No, I think you should have held the beans. Jinx. Here's Lance with Eddie, congratulations to Patty James of Webster Groves.
And here's the weird thing. Patty said that the last time she won something for us, it was Imagine Dragons tickets.
Whoa.
So she thought it was a sign that she call in.
During Radioactive.
Yes. And she won. She was victorious. Coincidence? Pretty much.
We'll have two more pair of tickets to give away on tomorrow's show. Jill and Paul also have tickets to give away on their shows as well.
Okay. So earlier this morning, I thought, just trying to distract myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what can I do? What can be something that I can do when we talk about the blues? And during baseball, a lot, we've done it often in the years, through the years.
Uh-huh.
We have looked up the horoscopes for the starting pitchers. So I went to only one website, and I think the best website for horoscopes is astrology.com. I mean, it's in the name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked up both Jordan Bennington's horoscope for today and Tuukka Rask's horoscope for today. Who would you like me to start with? And these are from the same exact online astrology site.
Tuukka.
Yeah, Tuukka Rask, for sure.
Tuukka Rask was born in March 10th. He's a Pisces.
Nice.
June 12th, 2019. You know what you're doing in a certain difficult situation, but you aren't the one in charge today.
Ooh. What?
This could cause some conflict. But ego clashes don't always have to be ugly. If you see that a rival is about to make a misstep, don't interfere. Try not to force your opinions on people who are doing what they think is best. Give them the opportunity to learn from their mistakes. Mind your own business today. Don't try to grab the steering wheel, but do fasten your seatbelt.
Holy Lord.
Wow.
Are you ready for Jordan's?
Jordan Winnington. Yes.
Cancer. That's a sign. He's July 11th.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
If you feel as though your impulses have been a little off the mark lately, don't worry.
What?
Everything in your life is falling back into a pleasing rhythm right now. And you're going to be able to take advantage of a lot of the energy you've been storing up.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Get ready for a first-class experience.
What?
You'll soon get to escape the bargain basement and ascend dramatically to the penthouse suite. Some impressive freebies that are coming your way will make you grateful for what you have.
Blues in seven!
Yeah! It's in the stars.
It was so good. Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in June for just 24 cents tonight. Really? What was that?
I opened the soda Lance brought us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This isn't foodstuffs, Tim Convy.
Cheer
stop, stop creeping on my turf.
I'd like to try it. Go ahead. Start talking so I can have some delicious cheer wine.
Okay. Blues Game 7, not the only sports thing going on. Yesterday, the U.S. Women's World Soccer Team kicked off their World Cup play with a score of 13-1.
What?
It was the most goals scored in a World Cup game ever. Not only that, but I saw an amazing meme yesterday that said, the men's U.S. World Cup team has scored 12 goals in the last four World Cups, and the women scored 13 in one game.
Oh, man. That automatically means the women are better. That's how that works.
No, it doesn't mean the women are better, but that goes back to the whole equal pay thing. The fact that the women's U.S. World Cup team is so much more successful than the men's, and they get paid pittance.
They are such
compared to what the men get paid.
They are such stars. It's crazy. I did hear though some things about them over celebrating.
It's a little too much, and I didn't understand. You know, at some point you just got to stop scoring goals. But
but how do you stop playing?
I know. But Tim said there's something, and you said there's something about a point differential. Like later on in the World Cup.
Yeah, it comes into play. If all those things are equal, it's how many points you scored comes into play. So it does make sense that they would score that many goals.
But excessive celebration, you gotta kind of tame it a little bit. But that's bananas. I think also you're celebrating because it's the most goals anyone's ever scored in a World Cup game. Get excited. You might also be excited about Frozen 2. Maybe not as much as U.S. Women's World Cup. I don't know. But your kids. The first trailer has been released. We have it up for you at Y98.com. We have a bunch of stuff up at Y98.com, including a flashback. Courtney Cox's daughter, Coco, her daughter with David Arquette, just posted a picture wearing the exact same dress that I believe her mom wore to either the Emmys or the Golden Globe Awards back in the day when she was on Friends. And this isn't a Reese Witherspoon, Ava Phillippe thing going on where they're twins. I mean, complete twinsies. But her daughter is really cute. And she looks a lot more like David Arquette, I think, than Courtney Cox. She has really big eyes. She does. I don't. You can look at the side-by-side pictures online at Y98.com. And also, you can see some chocolate chip cookies that Taylor Swift baked when she and Katy Perry had a girls' night. And she brought them over to Katy's house and in red frosting wrote, "Peace at last." Since they've ended their feud.
By the way, cheer wine,
delicious.
You like?
Yeah, really, really good. That St. Louis flavor salesman knew what he was doing.
Tell you what.
Oh, man, it's good.
1917.
I hope he got top dollar for this flavor.
Really, really good.
Moving on. Jon Stewart. We talked about it in the 640 schmig, but it bears repeating. He was in front of Congress yesterday yelling at them for not helping 9/11 first responders who have all developed illnesses since there was so much asbestos in the air after the World Trade Center towers fell. He yelled at them because a lot of the people who were in the House Judiciary Committee just didn't show up. Here's John from yesterday. Oh, never mind.
I got it. Hang on.
I'm mad you didn't show up.
No, I don't.
Okay. He said, what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to. Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders, and in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. And you all stood here after September 11th and said, never forget. And you have. Okay, you know I love me some Hall & Oates. Some good, I mean, not the current Hall & Oates.
Old Hall & Oates?
Now they're a little jazzy, but back in the day, they were solid. And one of my favorite cover albums of all time is The Bird and the Bee. They did a whole album of Hall & Oates covers.
Oh.
And it's amazing. The girl who sings on it is crazy good. And the guy actually went on to become a producer and produced all of Adele's albums. So he's crazy good too. They are releasing an album of Van Halen covers in August. And they
I love a cover.
Yeah. They slow them down and she has this really soft, pretty voice. It will sound nothing like Van Halen. But if you're a Van Halen fan,
you won't like it.
Maybe not.
He doesn't even know what the words are to any of the songs.
He doesn't?
But he doesn't care about them. It's about Eddie
it's
and
sweet
the guitar.
Riffs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
No, he likes both.
He does?
But he's more Van Halen.
Yeah. All right. And we're all blues. So LGB for Game 7 tonight starts at 7 o'clock on NBC. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic. Y98, Courtney and Company morning show. And we'll get to celebrity birthdays in just a minute. But in Entertainment Schmig, at 6:40, we talked about this whole Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise fight. Justin Bieber, for some reason, challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. There's a 31-year age difference, and this has spawned people going online and finding celebrities who are 31 years older than them and challenging them to fights. We talked about some of ours. I think my best shot is Joni Mitchell. Robert De Niro, you know, he was in Raging Bull, and I just don't want to. I don't want to mess with him.
Nope. Taxi driver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm not looking at him at all. So people texted in 314-531-9898 with our best celebrity matches.
My 31-year-old celeb that I could fight and likely lose to is Bob just a bit outside Euchre. I'm so old that there aren't any celebrities 31 years older than me, except Loretta Lynn.
Oh, no.
I'm the same age as that person.
Yeah.
So my 31-year-old also 31-year-olds all older than me also include not only Loretta Lynn, but Regis Philbin and Rita Moreno.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Well, Rita Moreno.
She'd kick you.
Yeah, she would. She's a little scrappy.
You would. Don King, too.
Yeah. Man.
Courtney, who is yours again?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't remember who else.
But you can take him.
Yeah.
What about you, Tim?
I got three tough guys. Jeff Bridges, Richard Gere, and Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
And Kevin had a bunch, and he said the one he's not going to fight is Gary Busey. Because
yeah,
remember, crazy always wins.
Or was, it was Nick Nolte, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, no, Nick Nolte. Yeah, but yeah. I wouldn't fight Gary Busey
same
either.
Person.
I know.
I also have Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, somebody here's got Hulk Hogan or Dwayne Chapman.
Oh, Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Ouch. And then somebody else has Jackie Chan, Oprah Winfrey. So they said they're going to go with Oprah.
I might go with Jackie Chan.
And this person and this person is 63 and believes they can take Betty White.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. Okay. Celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Meredith Brooks. Remember that one hit wonder?
She is a real
something.
We played it on the air.
We played it all the time and never believed
now,
it.
Yeah, now we can't say it.
Yeah.
54?
Yeah, she's older. Yeah, she was old.
This is why I put this one
in
there.
I'm going to say she's 59. Might be 60.
57.
55.
She's 61.
Yeah. Wow. I knew she was older.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wow.
And she's almost Social Security eligible. Give it a year, Meredith.
She can go to the Rolling Stones tour. Their tour is sponsored by Alliance for Lifetime Income. It's a retirement planning group.
Why not?
Yeah, sure. That's their audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old is... Man, we're scraping here. How old is Kendra Wilkinson from The Girls Next Door?
Oh.
34?
Got it.
Nice, Kev.
Wow. I miss a super new Kendra.
And how old is Marv Alpert?
I'm just looking at this.
Kenny's his son. Kenny's been doing the playoffs, Stanley Cups.
78?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That was good.
Nicely done.
Also today, the older George Bush, it was his birthday. He would have been 95 today. And it's also Anne Frank's birthday. So you do celebrate your birthday with some famous people.
But today in history is also the OJ thing 25 years ago.
Oh, the Bronco?
The actual murder, actually.
The murder.
Was 25 years ago
today.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. We talked about it a couple days ago.
And 38 years ago, this movie hit theaters.
38 years ago.
38 years ago.
1981.
E.T.?
Flashdance.
Nope.
Fame.
Nope.
Trying to think of ones that Courtney likes.
No, it's not. I mean, I like it, but it's June more Kevin. And more Kevin.
Star Wars. It's Gremlins? A Star Wars film.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's
right. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a final.
Time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Sid. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. 80 years ago today, Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame, opened up.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the theme for today's Bonafide or Bogus. I'm going to make a statement. It happens to be about obscure baseball rules. And you guys are going to say whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. All Everybody right. got it?
Yeah, I'm going to be bad at this.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see.
Some are in my zone. Some are just a little outside.
See, you're on theme already. Bonafide or bogus. If a player gets ejected from a game, they're allowed to go sit in the stands.
I'm going to say yes because it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
bonafide.
It is bonafide, but only if they take off their uniform, change into street clothes, and are, quote, well removed from the vicinity of the team's bench or bullpen.
Oh, darn it. What's the point? It would be great if, like, Yachty sat in the top row of Busch Stadium.
You've seen that. There was some Reds player went up and sat in the stands at the bar across the street. You know, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good. Bonafide or bogus, if the ball gets stuck in the catcher's mask, all runners advance one base.
No. Remember when Yachty, it was stuck on his
chest
protector.
I would say bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide. It is also true if it gets stuck in the umpire's mask.
Hmm.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, right.
Well, meh. Bonafide or bogus, the
means
maximum...
It wasn't a great pitch.
Right.
Bonafide or bogus, the maximum number of strikeouts you can see in a single inning is 6.
The maximum number of strikeouts in a single inning.
Well, this is weird, so no. It's going to be bogus.
Yeah. Yeah. 2.
I'm going to say bogus.
It's bonafide.
It's got to be bona fide, but it's bogus, yeah. I know.
It's bogus. Think about it. If strike 3 gets dropped by the catcher, the batter can run to first, and then the catcher has to throw
right.
him out.
That's right. That's
so even
right.
though it counts as a strikeout, it still keeps it going. Yep. So it does not still count as a strikeout. So it's theoretically possible. It does still count as a strikeout, but it is not an out.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
Okay, it does.
So it's theoretically possible for a pitcher to get an infinite number of strikeouts in an inning.
You can got
just
it.
Keep on going. That's never infinite number has never happened, though, in baseball history, so we'll see. Bona fide or bogus, if a pitcher injures their throwing arm, they're allowed to switch in the middle of an at-bat and throw with their other arm.
I think it's each at-bat.
Yeah, bogus.
I
yeah, it switches.
Too.
You have to complete a full
at-bat. Yeah, I think you're right.
At-bat.
But he get injured, though.
Injured?
So injured. Yeah. Bonafide.
Bogus.
Bogus.
It is bonafide. It's part of a rule
bonafide.
Added in 2008 for an ambidextrous pitcher named Pat Vendetti. He can switch between at-bats, but only in the middle of an at-bat if he's injured. He faced a switch hitter
what
in the minors.
Say he's injured?
Yeah, right?
Well, but if he
I'm
wants
injured.
To. Yeah. he faced a switch hitter in the minors, and there was a 6-minute delay when they both kept switching from righty to lefty. And finally, bona fide or bogus, if a player catches a pop fly with their hat, they're automatically ejected.
No. I've seen it happen before.
Yeah. Bogus.
Bogus. They're not kicked out, but there is a major penalty for it. All base runners advance 3 bases, and the batter ends up on 3rd. Why are they so against that?
What? I mean, I think that'd be flashy.
Right. I like it.
You can, I do it all the time if I could.
You right. can catch it with your bare hand or your glove hand. I don't see why the hat would be such a problem. We're going to do some research. Happy birthday, Cooperstown. This is going out of bogus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.